And the Cubs an out away from getting out of here with a win. And that one in the air, right field. And there is out number three and the final out of the night. Ball game.
Yeah, 7-1 win for the Chicago Cubs. They had been shut out the previous two nights by the Braves in Atlanta. They were the ones almost shutting out the Braves last night. Braves didn't score until the seventh. The one run they did put on the board. Okay, took two out of three, did the Braves. Get the night off. We'll take on the Padres. We'll host the Padres. Four-game series, wraparound series, gets underway tomorrow evening at Truist Park in Atlanta. Let's see, Max Fried will get the ball for the Braves in game one of that series. Diamond Dogs' last series of the season. Last series of the regular season gets underway this evening. The weather should be nice. Good weather for a 6:02 first pitch at Foley Field. Florida Gators are in town. And we'll watch the weather for Friday and Saturday. That could be a different matter, but tonight looks good for a Diamond Dog baseball team. Again, 6:02, your first pitch. You can listen, our sister station, Athens Sports Radio 960, The Ref. Bulldog football in 107 days. A season opener in Atlanta versus Clemson August 31st. We know a noon kick and ABC for the television. Something going to get going, get cranked out next week. Story's up on the website, and let me get it in front of me here at WGAUradio.com. The Hargrett Library at the University of Georgia, and Jason Hasty there, to talk about a statewide tour. Been going on for the better part of a decade now. This year's installment kicking off Monday. UGA Athletics in Your Town, a traveling exhibit of materials from the University of Georgia Athletic Association Archives. Eight stops on the tour. Jason Hasty, thanks for your time this morning.
No, thank you for your time, Tim. I appreciate it.
The Athletics History Specialist for the UGA Hargrett Rare Book and Manuscript Library. That's got to be like the only job in town that's better than mine. That is a cool job you have there. Tell me about the job.
I will admit it is pretty good, yeah. And so basically what I do is I manage the archives at the Athletic Association. The Athletic Association archives are here in the Hargrett Library, and they are it's a huge collection. It spans over 350 linear feet if you put all the boxes and folders end to end. So it's a massive amount of material. Basically what I do is I manage the collection. I bring in more materials. I work with researchers. And I spend all day, every day, looking back at the history of UGA athletics and trying to bring it out to the public, which is a pretty fun job, I will admit.
Yeah, again, eight stops on the tour. Starts May 20th in Cedartown. Cedartown, Dalton, Evans over there near Augusta, Johns Creek, Jasper, Clayton, Sylvania, and Brunswick. So, I mean, you're hitting every corner of the state over the next couple of months here. It takes you all the way through the first part of August here, does this tour. You were telling me as we were getting ready to go on the air here, okay, started this in 2016, kind of small. Then the last couple of years it got really big. Oh, I don't know, a couple of national championships will do that for you.
That'll help. I really appreciate the football team doing that for me. They really helped me out getting this program off the ground.
So what are folks going to see?
You know, this is a pretty big exhibit. I'll have about 60, 65 artifacts ranging from things from the earliest years of the 20th century to today. I'll have material from the football program, tennis, some material related to our UGA Olympians, because, of course, this is an Olympic year. I'll have some things that fans have made through the years. So just a real wide variety of things, some helmets, some footballs, some uniform pieces, and all kinds of things in between. I really want to give a good representation of what's in the Athletic Association archive, as well as bringing out a bunch of stuff that I think people might enjoy seeing.
Again, Jason Hasty from the Hargrett Rare Book and Manuscript Library at the University of Georgia. You mentioned, from the early days up until the present day. Okay, it's one thing to say, all right, here's from, the 1930s or 40s, whatever. Here's Charlie Trippi's helmet. But what are some of the more recent things that folks would have there?
Sure. I think we all remember Keely Ringo. Keely Ringo's pick six in the national championship game against Alabama. Right after that, he donated the wristbands that he wore to the archives.
Oh, wow.
We'll have those on display, as well as Stetson Bennett's play call wristband from that game.
Oh, wow.
I'll have the cleats that Nick Chubb wore in the Rose Bowl, as well as the ball that Sonny Michel took in the end zone to win that game for us. So these are not small artifacts. These are kind of big deals when you come to UGA sports history.
Well, and that's the other part of this too, Jason Hasty, is that, there's more history every year. You know, it's one thing, to, as I said, to go back and find what you can find and authenticate what you can find, by the way. I know we've talked about this before. That's an important part of this. How do I really know that that was, I don't know, Ted Williams' glove? Just because somebody says it is, you got to authenticate that stuff. But, yeah, not just that stuff from 80, 100 years ago, but the stuff that, that takes place now and the stuff that will take place next year and 10 years down the road. All of that's history as soon as it happens.
You know, people tend to think, oh, history is something that happened 100 years ago. But it's not. You know, history happens every day. What Keely Ringo did, it was history. What Stetson Bennett did, it's history. You know, and Nick Chubb, Sonny Michel, they're making history. Kirby Smart is making history. Every time one of our athletes takes, you know, the field or the court or the pool, they are making history for a program, and they're adding to the long history of UGA athletics. And so it's not just something that – history is not just something that happened back when all film was black and white. It's happening today, and we're witnessing it unfold every time we watch one of these events.
I would respectfully suggest here, by way of me telling you how to do your job, there's a baseball player down there, this Condon kid. You might want to see about getting one of his gloves at some point. I think
I am trying to. I'm putting the word out. I would love to get something from Charlie Condon because he is a phenomenon. He is spectacular to watch, and I really want to have something of his to preserve in the archive and also to take around on tours like these to let people celebrate and see.
Again, the first of these tours, and I'm looking here, it looks like all of these stops are in libraries, school libraries in these various places?
Public libraries. We're going to public libraries around the state. They are great community centers. They're great, you know, places we can bring in. We don't have to charge anyone to come in, and we're not charging these libraries to host this event, so it's totally free for everyone. This is also a really family-friendly event, so you bring kids, your grandparents, whomever, and public libraries are a great place to host that because they're open to everyone.
What about, and let you go on this one, Jason Hasty. Again, the tour starts May 20th in Cedartown, wraps up August 2nd in Brunswick. You can see the stops on our website at WGAUradio.com. What about the rest of the year? I want to see some of this stuff. Any of it available for viewing at various places and points in the year?
Absolutely. So the Hargett Library, all of our collections are open to the public. So you don't have to be affiliated with UGA in any way to come in and look at this material. So if you want to say, look at, you know, you mentioned Charlie Trippi. If you want to look at Charlie Trippi's 1946 All-American Game sweater, you can come in, we'll set you up as a researcher, we'll call it up from our vault, we'll put you in our reading room, and you can actually hold it and look at it. You don't have to look at it under glass. So all this entire collection, you know, I mentioned it's over 350 feet of UGA sports history, is totally open to the public, and we want people to come in here. We want fans to come in here to look at this stuff. You know, say you want to look at some old football programs. Well, we have football programs going back into the 1920s.
Wow.
They're totally open for everyone to see. In addition to that, I do an exhibit every year every fall in our building that we're in the Russell Special Collections Libraries building. I do an exhibit every fall that looks at some different aspect of Georgia sports history. And this year I'll be looking at Georgia's great history of producing Olympians, so celebrating our Olympic athletes. So try to keep doing something to keep the history of our program in the public eye and in the public consciousness as much as I can.
Jason Hasty, Athletics History Specialist, University of Georgia's Hargett Rare Book and Manuscript Library. Again, this tour starting next week, continuing through August, the early part of August. Best of luck with that, and thanks for your time this morning.
Absolutely, Tim. Thank you. I appreciate it.